Meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you all for joining Latin Generation Panel Call on the 5th of July 2018. In the call, we have Bill, Dennis, Matt, Michael, Marjana, Samad, and Pitinan. Over to you, Marjana.
Well, you have seen the proposal for the agenda. Do we have any addings to this agenda? I never asked it before, but one time I should start to ask. Any new addings to the agenda? No. So I first put the face-to-face meeting, which we have started to plan. It seems that we shall need one more face-to-face meeting in order to resolve in face-to-face discussion all the things which we cannot be resolved using telephone conferences. And Samad proposed, that's very nice. Matt cannot hear. Does everyone hear me? It seems. Let me see.
I was hearing you.
Oh, okay. Because sometimes.
I can hear you too.
Okay, that's good. Because sometimes my telephone line drops also, so I have to check it from time to time. If you don't hear me, just write something in chat or we shall manage somehow. So although we have finished a lot of things up to now, there might be, I think it will be necessary to meet face to face. So Samad, over to you. What was your initial plan? You need a few months to plan this meeting. And also,
right.
Yeah, please.
So I think a few things we need to put in place. First of all, of course, we have two options as far as the location is concerned. Normally, Turkey is a better location for us, if that works for everybody else. Otherwise, of course, Brussels is a second option. That's the first thing we need to decide. The other thing we need to discuss and decide is how many days we would want to meet. Normally, we do on either 2.5 days or 3 days. I guess we need to discuss how we want to do that, for how long. And obviously, the third thing is the dates themselves. We can manage to do it. I think we should be able to manage to do it within one to one and a half months from now. That would mean any time from middle of the August onwards, whenever the members are available. So those three things, I think we should discuss and try to finalize, and based on that, then we'll start the logistics process. Thank you.
Thank you, Samad. Bill, your hand is up.
Yes. I believe our national government and the Turkish government still having their childish spat, so I think Dennis and I would be stuck if we were meeting in Istanbul again.
That was my question. Did they solve their quarrels, or we still have to discuss Brussels? So you think it is solved? You and Dennis could go to Istanbul?
No.
No, I didn't understand correctly.
No, my belief is that it has not been resolved. And so we...
All right. Hello?
Yes, I believe we could not get to...
Go to Istanbul.
Yes, I believe we couldn't. So Brussels seems like a better option for us, even though it... is less than optimal for Samad and Pitinan.
Yeah. Also, Dennis agreed agrees that Brussels is a better location. Michael prefers it because it is close to to his home country. The problem which Sarmat has is he has to provide visa for the Brussels meeting. And Sarmat, how much time do you need to provide visa?
That should be fine. I think we can certainly do Brussels, because in this case there's really no second choice. So we can plan for Brussels. So I guess we can say that particular question settled, then we can move on.
Yeah, I think it is much not convenient, not also convenient, but we are sure that the political problems won't interfere with our meeting, place of meetings, only place of meeting. Only the problem is that you have to provide visa for Brussels, and you think it won't be the problem, so we have agreed. It seems that we should choose Brussels for our next meeting.
Sure. I think that should work. Not a problem.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Sarmat and Bill and Danny. So, how long? Last time we had a meeting of 3 days and we worked all the time, I mean. What is your opinion? I don't know. Should we, how much of the unresolved issues could be solved just using telephone conferences and trying to work something offline? I had some ideas, but I'm not sure that we shall finish everything what should be necessary. So my proposal is for 3 days to get final at least final report in the shape. I mean, what is your opinion? Please tell something. Help me with this. Could anyone help me with this? Any proposals? Is 3 days okay? 3 days okay?
Oh, 3 days, yes.
Yeah, but because I think 2 days will be a little bit short. We have to settle all variants during these days and maybe some unresolved problems which we have with the repertoire. We shall try to update our repertoire. That's the thing, one of the things we shall discuss after. And the variants is somehow not clear now. So 3 days is okay. So, Sarmat, we agreed 3 days. Is it okay with you?
Yes, certainly. I think that works well. Because
that's nice.
Get more work done.
Yeah, I expect that we shall have almost finished final report. We shall see. Okay. And now dates. Who is going to holidays and when? I propose, let's say, the end of September or something like this. Probably all of you will go for some holiday in August or the beginning of September. Any ideas about it? End of September, beginning of October. Is it suitable time of the year for everyone?
Mariana, October may
yes.
be becoming a little difficult because there's an ICANN meeting in October as well. So.
Oh, really? It is in October. I thought it is in November. I forgot it. Okay, so it should be second half of September. End of September, Michael is proposing. Bill also mid-September. Michael is not present. First week of September. So let's look at the.
So this will also obviously depend on availability of the.
Of the office.
Would it be okay for everybody if I check on their availability during last 2 weeks of September, and then come back to you on available dates. And then, you know, I think this is seems like mid-September to late September is generally okay with everybody, and I can check for those 2 weeks, and then we can finalize based on the availability. Would that work?
It sounds very reasonable to me, and I don't see last 6th of September is okay for much, so it seems that we all agreed about the last week of September and see when the office is available in Brussels, and then we shall have the exact dates. Okay? Any suggestions, comments? Hazen is typing something. Let's see what Hazen has to say.
Oh.
Hazen can't hear anything. Hazen, please try to use phone. Something is wrong with... Oh, no. We should have to type him. To dial in or out. Oh, you are helping him. Okay. So I think this point of the agenda, we have discussed it. That we have some agreement about this. So we can start. I'm rushing a little bit because I see that our agenda is too we have a lot of things to discuss in the agenda. So we can proceed now. We shall proceed now to the third point of the agenda, how to proceed with IP comments on the repertoire. I have prepared the comments from the IP with some suggestions, usually provided by Michael, and I added some thoughts about it, mine thoughts about it. And will you please open the IP report to Latin repertoire with the comments from Michael and me? And let's start looking at them.
You mean Google Doc?
Sorry? Could you put this Google Doc on the screen, please, Bettina?
Okay.
It will be easier for everyone to follow if we are looking in the same document.
Can you see the Google Doc now?
Yeah. At least it is clear to me. Just put, can I scroll it scroll it to the top of the table. Yeah, it's just after this, a little bit down. Yeah, that's 1.0. We shall start here. There are just a few categories of remarks from the IP. Some of them can be resolved easily. Some of them are asking a lot of effort, as I understand it. Maybe I'm wrong. So one category is that we have missed some letters from some major languages, which are EGIDS 1 to 4, and we should check them. One of them is French, and the other of these languages is Esperanto, although I forgot Esperanto completely when I was making this table, so blame on me for this. French, we can check it again, and also these two sets of Latin 1 and Latin Extended A, to see what they really mean, because we have provided evidence which code points we found in the languages we processed. We didn't trace around in which languages the rest of the code points, which we have not included in our repertoire, are used. So we have to explain it clearly. Because if we have to start to change all the code points, this job will never be finished. That's the approach which had one of the previous chairs. We can use some of the results.
Juliana?
Yeah, please, Max, please.
Can you explain that with the French and Esperanto? I didn't get it.
Sorry, I didn't understand you.
Okay. You made a comment that something about French and Esperanto.
Yeah, and those two.
Can you please explain?
As I understood the comments from IP, they are saying that we have not included all French letters in our repertoire and also the letters from Esperanto. As I remember, Esperanto was on our table. Probably we missed something with French. We have to check it. Have you read the comments from IP?
So, this is Harmad. For French, yes. I think the letter missing is Y with the two dots above. That's the one missing from French. Though they also note that it's not used very commonly. And maybe that's the reason it's missing. The second, obviously, for Esperanto, obviously that analysis has not been done because...
We have not done it, yeah. And they are saying that Esperanto is widely used and that we have somehow to consider Esperanto and to include used code points in our repertoire, which I think it doesn't bother us a lot. It is just one more language to go to read. I can do it. I can find somewhere when letters from Esperanto have been used. And also, they have some, they are calling it potentially unjustified exclusions. We didn't just include it. We have no exclusion table, so we can discuss it with IP and clear the comment somehow. So we have that's one part of the problems. The other part of the problems in our repertoire is that they are not accepting evidence of usage of some code points which are used in languages with EGIDS-5. And they are asking us to provide evidence of usage of these letters. And the third one, group of problems, which I think it is the most difficult to resolve, they don't like how we submitted our references, and they are asking for the data which we don't have. My first idea is to say that we have worked for 2 years with processing those languages. We don't have dates, and we can just give the frame of the time frame in which we used these resources, and we don't know who is the author and when it was published and such kind of stuff. That's the first thing what pulled off my mind.
Mariana,
yeah.
This is Harmad.
Yes, please. Please, Harmad.
So on the last part, if it's just verifying the references, potentially what we could do is we could help by just going back to those references and rechecking and adding the date. If that's all what's needed, we could do that from ICANN and for you.
Yeah, I'm just talking about a group of problems as I have seen it from this comment. Nothing special, you know. And I also counting on your help, because we cannot pass through all this stuff again, tracing references and so on. Although for some of this data we cannot find the exact data, for some of this data we cannot provide them because it is not written on the Omniglot site or something like this.
So with where the references are missing, obviously we would need to go and find them. But where we just need to read, check the references, I guess we could do that for you.
Yeah, that's the technical part of the whole approach. So I don't think that you all have read this document. We can start looking and at the comments and please pick in and go to the top. Yeah, please. And see if Michael and I have done it in the right way or because it will last a little bit, it will last longer. I want to ask you who didn't read this to check this document. It is just a few pages. To read everything what is written there and to put your comments on it, maybe more people see more things in a different way, so someone can get some better idea that Michael and I had. So, because on the other hand, I wanted today also to discuss how to approach the problem with the variants. In the table which was provided by Dennis, and to propose the way how to proceed with variants. It doesn't mean if the table should change in the future because we shall have some new characters in the table, in the repertoire, but we cannot do it everything online. It takes too much time. So we have somehow to organize the process to finish it in a reasonable way. I was talking too much and I don't see any ideas. Maybe everything was confused now.
Mariana, Matt.
Please. Matt, I don't see your hand. Please, Matt. Sir.
So the first item there, it actually means that we have to go through all languages, doesn't it?
No, I don't think so.
Until we find, and I think it's kind of strange that we have to verify omission.
Yeah.
I thought that it was the opposite. If something is truly missing, then we can continue forever.
Yeah. I agree with you. I didn't check Latin 1 and Latin Extended A tables and see how many letters are missing, how many code points are missing in our repertoire table. So I cannot say they are right, we are wrong, or the opposite. But IP should know that we have not excluded anything, that we had the approach to verify the code points in MSR3 now, which are used in the languages we process. And we have to finish with it. Because otherwise, I agree with you, the task will never be finished. Bill, please.
I'm wondering if the only thing I can see that we could possibly do is go to the Unicode Consortium and say, where do you think you got this from? you know.
Oh, Bill, you are too long in this area. I mean, in this business. And I remember at least 4 standards for Serbian characters in different computer platforms. So they are collecting as much as they can. Someone proposed, just include it. I don't think we are obliged to verify every code point which is in MSR3. We have verified this, and that's all what we can. If they need verification of the rest of the code points, which we have not included in our repertoire, they should organize another working group for it. with unfinished, I mean, without any time when they can finish the task. Because it is very, very difficult task to find a letter which is not used very oftenly, and who provided it and who said that it will be there, I don't know. Max, please.
We could ask IT if they have any kind of source, any list or something that tells what languages are using what letters.
I don't think they have some information, but they are not correct. I mean, they are provisional. They are not correct. Because when I was making some tables, how it is called, I mean, this thing which you have to provide to ICANN when you are introducing IDN tables. When I was making IDN tables for minority languages used in Serbia, I found some information on internet, on Unicode, but mainly I found this information in the other resources. So the information in Unicode, which language is using which code, is not correct. Bill,
but
you are first.
But let me answer it. My idea was not to take that as a proof, just that could give an idea. Okay, let's look in Finnish, because Finnish probably has that language. Is that true? And look at the source, so that it's a reasonable task instead of going through all the 200 languages again.
For the next meeting, I will make a table of code points from Latin 1 and Latin Extended A, which are not included in our tables, and we shall see. Maybe I can find some information around in Unicode tables and, I don't know, somewhere, where these code points are used, but that's all what we can do, because I don't think that we skipped a lot of code points from Latin 1 and Latin Extended A. I didn't have enough time to make it for this meeting. So we can start like this. Make a table in Latin 1, from Latin 1 and Latin Extended A, which are missing in our repertoire. And when we see the number of these code points, we shall decide in the on the next meeting, how shall we proceed with it? Is it a reasonable conclusion? Bill, please.
Yeah, I wonder, Sarmad, were you participating when the IT had their, I presume they had a meeting to generate these comments. I wonder if you were there and could you give us insights as to what they were thinking.
Right. So, yes, I do actually listen into their discussions. I think their basic thinking is that those two, at least, sets of code pages, Latin, basic, I think it is Latin 1 and Latin Extended A, I think they said those were being sourced by when Unicode was being generated, those were being sourced by some of the major languages. Therefore, I think especially if there are some code points which are not supported from those code pages, then obviously there should be a good reason documented to exclude them. Otherwise, of course, as I said, you know, they think all those code points are sourced from major languages.
So they were just assuming that the Unicode people got it right.
Or got it wrong.
Right.
Oh, okay.
So I think the idea is that since those code pages are so fundamental, in case GP is wanting to exclude any code points, they should probably document a reason for that as well, considering their source. And so not for all cases, but at least for those code points which are not being supported from those two code pages.
we have to start just making the list, the table of code points from these two blocks, which are not included in our repertoire. After that, we can discuss it during our next meeting.
Right, it may not actually be a very long list. It may be just a one.
No, just a few of them. I also expected not to, more than five of them or six, something like this. But we shall see. Okay, that's the first thing. This 1.1 is somehow connected to 1.0, but I will skip it at this moment. When we see the results of the new table, we shall decide what to do with them. 1.2 is also in the connection of the... They are asking us to review second-level LVRs. I need some kind of tool to do it. Code point by code point, it's completely crazy, I mean. Because, Max, you have been working in second-level LVR. Please, Max.
What? There are not that many tables, and it's not that many code points for Latin. So the task is not very complicated to check those. So we don't need a special tool for that, because there is a...
I expected that I have 270 or more, 300 code points, and in second level LGR, and to have to compare it with our table, maybe.
But there are not that many tables, so it's not that complicated.
But let's put this 1.2 after we see what is not when we finish those two blocks of Latin 1 and Latin extended A, because maybe something will be our repertoire table will be more complete, and after that we could go to. That could be a second step after we finish the first one. Mats? Your hand... okay. Sarmad? Your hand is up. Okay.
Right. So, yes, so there is actually a tool available, the LGR tool, which you could use to do a comparison automatically. And we are happy to sort of take you through it separately if you'd like to learn on about it. You can upload the XML for Latin GP, which Latin GP is generated, and also, for example, an XML which we've released from ICANN, the reference LGRs for French or any of these others, and it just compares you and tells you if there are any differences in repertoire and so on.
Oh, that will help us a lot. So we have to finish the first step, about Latin 1 and Latin Extended A. After that, our table will be ready for automatic comparison with LGR tool according to the second level LGR. So we shall see differences. So I don't expect also that it will be more than a few of these. Of these code points, but at least we shall finish the task connected with the comment 1.2. Mats, please. Your phone is okay.
Sorry, I had to unmute first. There are about 15 languages writing scripts these. And most code points are just A to Z. So it's not very complicated. We don't need a tool. That could be this is easier than the task we have already done to check.
I suppose so. But we are all tired. I want to automate everything which can be automated. Sorry for this.
It takes longer time to try to automate that than to just do it.
Okay, we shall see. If Sarmat says it, it doesn't make a lot of fuss for him. Okay. It will be second step. First, Latin 1 and Latin extended A, then comparison with second level LGR. We can decide how shall we do it after we see the results of the first step. And there is this 1.3. I don't understand quite, because the discussion is about a Latin small letter with Braille, and it is used in IJDS language number 5, and the population of this language is 14 million people. I don't understand this comment at all. Sorry. Where are we wrong? What we have done wrong?
So I think, this is Sarmad, for the variable, I think there was some discussion on whether it is actually commonly used and written. It's an oral language, but it's, I guess the question was whether it's written and these code points are actually used. So I think that's probably what they're asking as well, or maybe that's something we could look into as well.
Or maybe we can provide the evidence of usage of the letters, something like this.
Yes.
Yeah. I can add it here. Oh, okay. I will add it. Provide provide evidence of use. Okay. Now we have now there are a few I have a question now. Should we stop here and see the results of the and proceed with 194 next time after everybody reads what I have written here with help of Michael, and because we have 20 more minutes till the end of the meeting, and I wanted to discuss an idea which I have in mind, how to proceed with variants and the table and these code points, which we cannot exactly decide are they variants or not because of the difference in how members of the variant group have seen the similarity of the who is doing what? I don't see something is. Sorry, I have some problems with my computer. Something is popping up. What do you think about my idea to start a discussion about how to proceed with variant processing and to continue with the next meeting to continue with with the way how to proceed with the IP comments. Because I think we need to go in parallel in these two things, two tracks, to have as much as it is possible problems solved before we went to the face-to-face meeting in Brussels, and all the things which we cannot resolve offline or during this conference calls to be left for these 3 days in Brussels. No ideas at all? I'm pushing too hard. Hello? Do you hear me?
Yes, I
can hear you.
Yeah, because I think there is no response from the panel, and I was thinking I was speaking in vain. I mean, nobody's hearing me. Because if we don't decide anything, at least let me to propose something about variants. Pitinan, will you be so kind to put this table, which was provided by Dennis, with resolved variants and this one, which have different opinion, very, very different opinion about similarity of the characters, and that I can say what is on my mind. Maybe I'm completely wrong, but I'm trying
okay, just
to...
Okay, Justin, sorry, I dropped off. I just came back. Just give me a few minutes.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Bill is finding what IP is messing up, but we shall finish it somehow.
Okay, I hope you all can see my screen now.
Yes, yes, please.
Okay, great.
As you can see, Bill has, Dennis has provided the table with first inspection, second inspection. And I think that only two letters are completely defined as variants using this method, and a lot of them are somehow questionable. Oh, maybe some of them are completely clear because but. When we have a different opinion in the first and second inspection, we have to cope with it somehow. Sometimes these marks are pretty close. Sometimes, although they are not the same, using the same different fonts, so we have to find a way how to proceed with it. My idea was because we had, let's say, five persons in the variant group, including me. Maybe I'm completely wrong because I'm relatively new in this area, that we should give inspection of these, let's say, letters which are not clear to more people to give their marks. And to see what will be the result after that. Bill, please.
Yes, I think we have two situations that got things included in this. One is where we're in agreement about a couple of fonts, but in different about the third one. For instance, the Latin small letter R here got in this table because, well, Dennis and I saw the same things. It's just that the third font is different from the first two, and it seems to me we don't really need to spend any time on that. We agree that it's two, and you know, the fact that it's level three and something we can ignore. The other situation is like the top one there, and I think we probably. It actually spend some time talking about why we got different results because I think it's on, at least on the ones I saw, those are more likely to be philosophical differences on how we understand the instructions than anything else. And so I think rather than have a third person look at it, we ought to talk about why we got different results and then we can perhaps get some agreement about which way we ought to go. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. Dennis, what do you think? Because I might be wrong. That's why my intention was to speak about it now. Or is it your if my proposal is not so clever as I thought it would be. do you think that we should leave all these things to be resolved in face-to-face meeting in Brussels? Because I think most of the problems with repertoire we shall solve before the face-to-face meeting in Brussels. And maybe we can resolve such problems with variants during face-to-face meeting. Maybe I'm rushing too much, or maybe I'm wrong. Sarmat, please.
Thank you, Mariana. I think postponing this decision to face-to-face meeting may not help resolve these cases. It may actually be useful to keep the discussion going leading up to the face-to-face meeting, which may actually help us put more groundwork in place so that we can close this discussion in face-to-face meeting. So I would suggest that we somehow find time to keep talking about these, even if you're not able to resolve them through online calls. But I think it will still make us bring us closer to a decision during the face-to-face meeting. Thank you.
Well, at least Bill helped me with his comment that sometimes that we have two cases in this variant discussion. One is that it is a complete agreement between first and second person. Only the during inspection the difference it is the easier case, and I think it is good to think like this Latin small letter ray, it should be proposed as a variant. And the other case where there is a huge difference in opinion, is it possible to resolve it? I don't know. Please, Dennis. Maybe Dennis has some ideas. Please, Dennis.
Thank you, Mirjana. So two things. Responding to Sarmat's point into that we should continue having this conversation around variant, how to resolve variant leading up to the face-to-face, I agree. I think we have to keep the momentum going so that we can just finalize the work during face-to-face. The second point as to how to resolve, I think there are clearly, or maybe not so much, but I think at this point, Bill pointed out two cases, right? The clear-cut, most likely case, and what I mean with that is that, for example, whoever is controlling the screen, can you scroll up to the top two rows?
Yeah.
Thank you. So on the first case, the range is wide, right? We have a two on the one end and four on the other end. Whereas in the other, on the second example, I think there is some likelihood of a result, right? And we can think of, one possibility is to think of having those numbers, where is the likelihood to happen? Is it more likelihood that there are identical or near identical, so the 1-2s, or most likely that they're going to be in the distinguishable or different categories, right? So I think what I'm saying is that if we have six values, if the majority of the values are 3 and above, then it's going to be a 3 and above. If the other case, we go the other case. So in the specific example of the second one, the Latin small letter R with Cyrillic small letter G, I think we have 4-2s, so 4 against 2-3s is going to be a 2. So we would put it in the candidate variant section, and that's the way we can resolve that. I mean, that's one possibility. And we can leave the hard cases, although in my mind are not that so hard. I mean, the first one is just they are not homoglyph. That's clear cut, but I mean, there are other opinions in the panel.
Yeah. They are not homoglyphs, but they are pronounced in the same way, let's say. No, B and V. No, they are,
no.
For me, they are completely different. I'm sorry.
They are different, correct. Yeah.
And pronunciation and as a glyph. So but it would be good if you can prepare for the next meeting just a table with clear cuts and in the way like we discussed today that if we have more tools than three, this letter should be a candidate for the variant. And on the other side, maybe I can do it also if I have time. And on the other side, those glyphs which has a great differences in opinion, to see how many we have almost resolved and how many we have to discuss in the future. Bill, please.
Yeah, I would say in cases like the Latin small letter R, I have a somewhat different take than Dennis does. I would say if we have agreement among the two reviewers on the lowest case, that's the one we should go with. If it's, you know, if this one, for example, were slightly different and we both had a 2 for the first font and then both had 3s for the other two fonts, I would say that should still be a 2 because we're trying to minimize confusion among users and we don't know what font the users will be using. So if any of the fonts are a 2, then that should be a 2 rather than, you know, just a straight vote among the
You think we should have a more conservative approach in these situations? I don't mind, really. I don't have a special opinion. Michael is thinking in a similar way as you are thinking, but Bill, maybe we shall have different opinions about this also, but at least we said what we think about it, and we exchanged a few opinions, so this astonishment principle, okay, Mats agrees with it. Okay. We have not agreed about anything today, at least. Yeah, but we have progressed a little bit. At least we have agreed about if the majority of marks are on the side of candidates for variant, let's include it as a variant. All the other should be discussed. Sarmat, please. Yeah, sorry, I didn't see your hand. Sorry, Sarmat.
No problem. I was just going to make a remark that, you know, though this discussion is very useful, I think we should also perhaps try to look at these cases and classify them in various buckets. You know, just looking at this data, it seems like there are at least 2 or 3 different cases. Maybe we could generally discuss and decide on how each of those separate cases may actually be resolved. So I see at least 2-3 different cases where the confusion is through an uppercase form. So that's a case which is very, very different from a case where 2 glyphs are similar, though not identical, but can still be perceived the same. So that's a separate kind of case. So at least there are 2 different kind of cases for which we need obviously 2 different kind of solutions, whatever those solutions are, should actually be discussed separately. I guess that's what I was suggesting. Thank you.
Thank you, Sarmat, for this. I completely agree with you. Only I don't know if Danish has enough time to classify those cases in 2, 3, 4 buckets, and we can discuss different problems. I mean, those buckets, we should discuss it one by one and try to find the reasonable solution. Dennis, could you do it, or shall I try to find the volunteers to classify those cases which we have now in variant?
Hi, Mirjana. I think it's a straightforward classification, so yes, I can do it. I mean, for those two buckets, right, the uppercase, lowercase discussion, and it's basically the rest.
Uppercase, lowercase, I don't think we should discuss it at all. We are doing according, I think we are speaking, we are working on in the frame of the principles which are now in power, and we should not complicate our work with something which we don't know how it will happen in the future. At least this Latin GP will be probably summoned in the future to discuss the things like this, but we cannot decide now on everything. Let's try to finish the task which we have now. At least this is my opinion.
I agree, Mirjana. I think the uppercase, lowercase discussion is moot, but just following this exercise, we have these cases here, so we'll put it in a different bucket so that we can have the
yes,
closure.
Please. Yes, please. I think it would be good. Matt, your hand is up.
Matt, we cannot hear you if you're speaking.
Matt, but his hand is up.
Yeah, I'm sorry. What we permit today cannot be forbidden in the future. So it will be very hard to restrict in the future. It's easier today to be more restrictive, and then in the future to loosen it up. That's a comment on this capital versus lower letter confusion. So in the past they accepted capital and lower letters to be intermixed in domain names, we are stuck with that. We cannot remove that.
Yeah, but all these capital letters are converting to small letters and like this put through the internet.
No, they aren't. Not at the user level.
But at the technical level.
Yes, but the users, the confusion is not on the technical level. Computers will never confuse the letters because they look alike. People will do that. And people will see domain names with capital letters. People will see IDN domains with capital letters.
No, they can't see IDN names with capital letters.
People will write it that way. And their programs will be helpful and convert it to lower letters before they convert it to A label, before they send the question to DNS. The people will see it with capital letters and they will confuse it on that level.
I must admit that it is not clear to me. Maybe I'm misunderstanding something, but let's put capital uppercase variant problems in the special bucket and we shall discuss it. We can,
I think
at
that,
least,
that is fine. That is very
yeah,
good.
Because we are now on the top of the hour. People, okay. Thank you, Matt. Dennis, I have Dennis and Bill, and after that I will close the discussion. Dennis.
Thank you, Simon. No, I just wanted to point out that the IP has been very clear. I mean, we had this conversation during Brussels where the confusability is in scope or no, and they clearly said that it's no. So we cannot just make a determination of two Valiant candidates just on visual similarity. There has to be substance behind it. So, again, going to this looks like an uppercase. In uppercase B, it would be the same thing, but we are talking about confusability, which is not in a scope.
Okay. Thank you, Dennis. Bill?
I understand what Dennis's take on the situation is. I would just say that that is not the understanding I have gleaned from the IP, so clearly we need to discuss it further. Thank you.
Okay. At least we can ask IP what they thought when we were speaking during whenever. Okay. Thank you very much for this call, for your presence to this call. We have some progress. We have done some progress now. So thank you very much. I am closing now the conference and see you in 14 days. I think it is 19 of or something like this. Okay, speaking on, we'll send the reminder for the next call. Thank you very much and bye.
Okay, bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.